Last Mishnah, it's Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, Bav Metzia. It's not a difficult Mishnah. This Mishnah marks the end of Bav Metzia. It also marks exactly the halfway point in Shas by number of Mishnayos. So that's very exciting. And here it says, okay, I'll draw the picture on the board for you. It's not complicated at all, but I'll draw the picture. It's even less complicated. Well, what's going on here is you have, we're reverting back to the upper guy and lower guy. So here you have a field, or two field owners. It looks like this. Okay,
this is a side view,
right? This is where Reuven, it's on the hill, but I want it to be exactly vertical. Okay, there's Reuven, and he's planting his crops, and there's Shimon, and he's planting his crops down below. Okay, so Reuven's up above, Shimon's down below. Okay, and the case is going to be, those are just beautiful carrots growing, you can see here, turnips. Out of the wall over here, you have a nice little vegetable growing.
At
an angle. I don't know why he wants that. I mean, I know. I don't know why he wants that. I don't understand why he's adding that complexity to it. I don't like that. I don't want that. I want this to be perfectly. I want this to be perfectly vertical.
But they didn't grow it. That's the word.
So it grew out the side.
Huh?
Yeah. No one put it in. Exactly.
There's a magic.
Exactly. Reuven's got turnips growing up top. Shimon's got turnips growing down below. And magically, there's a turnip growing out of the side. So it's, now, we saw in the previous Mishnayos already that the Reuven owns the ground below his property, right? That's what the stones. This whole area is all Reuven's. Okay? But, so the turnip here is growing, it's nourishing, the roots are in Reuven's property. However, the actual plant is out in Shimon's airspace. This is all Shimon's airspace. So the question is, who owns those delicious greens?
I don't make it much more complicated.
So I don't want to get there. So exactly. Who owns? So in other words, you see, I'm making it very simple. There's no ambiguous area. Reuven owns the left, Shimon owns the right, but the point is Reuven owns the dirt all the way down and Shimon owns the air all the way up. And you've got the thing nourishing from Reuven's dirt, but growing in Shimon's airspace. Who has claimed this delicious vegetable?
How different is the tree? Is it almost near the corner?
Okay, well, I want this case. It wouldn't make a difference. Let's hear the answer, but it wouldn't make a difference. But we want this case because we want this, and we want to hear the machlokas. Here it's nourishing from Reuven's ground, but it's growing in Shimon's airspace. Who owns it?
So the mission is going to relate to what is.
Yeah, we'll get that. We want this weird. We want this weird case for a particular reason. Okay. So here's what's going on here. Shtei ginos zuo gavzu. You have two gardens, one on top of the other. Let's see, without the picture, what the heck is that supposed to look like? So it looks like that. Reuven's up above, Shimon's down below, and there's a drop-off between the two of them. I do not know why God did it in that ambiguous way. That makes it complicated for another reason. Okay? Vayerek bintayim. And you have a vegetable growing between the two of them, meaning on the side. Right? Such that, exactly like I said, it's nourishing from Reuven on the left, but it's growing in the airspace of Shimon on the right. Reb Meir says, listen, it's growing from Reuven's property. It's Reuven's. Right? That's that. The upper guys, it's growing out of his dirt. And simple. Reb Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton. Reb Yehuda says, no, it belongs to the bottom guy because it's growing in his airspace. So it's his. So now, Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, listen, I'll give you a good reason why you can see Reuven's really the guy who's got bilis here. He's the one in charge of this vegetable. Because Im yirtza elyon lakeches afaro. If Reuven wants, he can just simply dig out the dirt, and he could conceivably lower his garden down to here. And now, no ambiguity at all. They have it growing out of the top of his garden. So that's not a problem at all. So if he wanted to, he could do that. So he's not, but he could if he wanted to. So Amar Reb Shimon, listen, im yirtza tahtun limlos es ginaso. If Shimon, if he wants to, he could bring in dirt and bring it up to here. So he can also happen. And now it's growing in his face. So
it'll be even higher. You would have to go even higher.
Okay. I don't see why, but I don't agree with it. That doesn't make sense.
Huh?
Yeah, fine. Okay. So So you see. Good point. Yeah, I will take that back. Shimon actually. I want to visit that actually because I want to speak of Shimon better. It's not shot that Shimon could then be growing it. The point is, Shimon, by filling up the airspace totally through the top, could make it that this thing is a goner. He has control over it because he can fill up his airspace past where the vegetable is growing and wipe it out.
Right.
So that since he has total control over it, so it's Shimon's, says Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rav Meir, listen, me'achash shneim yichol limchol zeh zeh. Since this word limchos is a strange usage, the point is, since good, both are everything that Rabbi Yehuda said is true, and Rav Shimon and Rav Meir said is also true. But obviously, it's indeed true. He could lower his, he could raise his, and therefore each one could ruin another guy's vegetable. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything, says Rav Meir. That's not the point. The point is, since each one limchos here means like they can mess each other up. Since ma'achash shneim yichol limchos zeh zeh, since each guy can mess up the other guys, so you see that's not the point of who gets it. Rather, roen mehechen yerek zechai. Rather, you look at from whose property is the thing growing from. That's where it's getting nourishment from, and that is Rav Meir. So it's a non-starter. So Rav Meir says Reuven gets it. Rav Shimon says no, it doesn't. Okay, now. Right. So Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon comes to. He seems like he's making peace between the two of them. Truth is, Rav Shimon actually. This is Rabbi Shimon, not the Shimon of the neighbors up there. Rabbi Shimon actually, in principle, agrees with Rav Meir that wherever it grows from, that's who owns it. He just says, notwithstanding that, I'll explain his rationale in a second. Kol sha elyon yachol lifshot es yado v'litol. Anything that the Reuven up top can reach down and grab, that's. Right, harehu shalom, that he can keep. Vashar shel tachton. The remainder, if there is remainder, belongs to the neighbor of Shimon down here, down below.
It doesn't mean letting himself down with a rope.
No, exactly right. So, Rebbe Shimon, I realize this is a bad choice of neighbor's names. We're immediately changing the neighbor's name to Levi. Okay, this is Levi and Reuven, just to make a point clear. So Rebbe Shimon says that since you've got Reuven here on the left where the vegetables growing, and Levi on the right, who has the airspace. The deal is, whatever Reuven can reach, if Reuven can reach down from standing over here, there he is, as you can see. And if he can reach down and grab it, so then he can keep it. And what he can't grab, Levi gets to keep. Now, this is not. Now, this is nothing to do with making peace, really, in truth, or nothing to do with some shara. He still agrees. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rav Meir that it really belongs to Reuven. He just says, listen, Reuven's not going to go, if he can't reach down to get it, he's going to have to walk around to go to Levi and knock on the door and say, listen, Levi, I want to walk into your backyard to pull my vegetables off you, but you're the side of the wall that really technically belonged to me. He's not going to do that. It's embarrassing. It's very petty. And therefore, we can assume, says Rabbi Shimon, that Reuven's going to be abandoned anything he can't reach. It's not going to go. So since, even though by rights it's his, and if he would, so to speak, knock on Levi's door and say, I'm putting a notice this season, I'm not being mochel on anything, the stuff is mine, and I'm planning on getting it, make sure you expect me to come, then it would, taco would belong to Reuven. That's not how it really works. In the real world, when it grows naturally like this, remember, this wasn't planned, just all of a sudden you see this thing growing on the side, so if Reuven can grab it, then he would keep it for himself. If he couldn't grab it, you assume he abandoned it and let Levi the next member keep it. And that's the din.
How different is this than two neighbors just with a fence and the branch is going over to the other guy's?
It's exact same. But here the neighbor has every right to say, get your stupid thing. The neighbor has the right to say, get your branch out of my airspace.
Right. So Levi has the right to say.
Yeah, Levi could say, get your stupid turnip out of my airspace. Yeah. He could do. But if the turnip belongs, the turnip nevertheless belongs to Reuven.
If you can reach it.
So whatever lemons I have growing over in my neighbor's yard, they can take?
Yeah. No, I'm saying.
No, they're yours.
No, they're yours. I'm saying it's yours. I'm saying if it's your lemon tree growing in your backyard, they're your lemons.
But the branch is going to my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, so you're in violation of his airspace, but they're still your lemons.
But if they fall into the
it's still your lemons. It's just like if your kid kicks the soccer ball over the fence. It's still your soccer ball.
Who said
he abandoned his lemons? I want the lemons. The neighbor did get your stupid lemon branches out of my airspace. That he's allowed to do, and you'd have to prune it.
If he doesn't, he gets to move into his house.
What? We're gonna see it right now. We're getting there, Bez Hashem. We'll talk about neighbor rights, but these questions come right away.